Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Spiritual Shock with Lyric Lamour. I like to record whenever I get the inspiration, okay? All right. Yeah, speaking of love, love. Oh, sweet, sweet love. Yes, love. Wonderful, most powerful, just love. Every supreme being that is created, that people love to praise and worship, comes from that very thing. At least start from that very thing, which is L-O-V-E, love. Okay? It's what each and every one of us is. It's because, you know, you want to know why you want a partner, a mate, why you want to be healed and touched and taken care of and all that good stuff. It's because you are love. Yes. You can deny it all you want. You can say you turn your back on it. You can say love ain't shit. You can say I fucking hate love. Love sucks. And you can say all them things, but guess what? You are still that very thing, okay? Ain't no real running away from it. I'm giving you the real, true, authentic, 100% essence of love, which is life itself, okay? Without love, there is no life. Without love, there is no you, there is no me, okay? Okay? It is nothing, okay? Hate is fake, okay? It only gets the power that you give it, but love don't need your power, okay? Okay, all right. You can deny it, you can run away from it, but it's still here and it ain't going nowhere, okay? Because if it goes somewhere, you're going somewhere too, okay? Oblivion, okay? So, okay, get it together, okay? Like I always say, and like the spirit told me a long time ago, and I always say it all the time, love don't hurt. It is your ideas of love that hurt. And it's okay. As I always say in every podcast, because it's true, that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So you gotta experience things that's the opposite of love, because you are unlimited, okay? You are unlimited, okay? There is no limit to you. So you can experience anything and everything you want, good or bad, it's up to you. And guess what? To the spirit, there's no such thing as good and bad. It's all perfectly aligned and perfectly peace, because you can't die anyway. You are always and forever, even when you leave this body. And although you may not believe it, it don't care that you don't believe it or not. You still, always and forever and everlasting, you are God and life and love itself. There is no separation, even though you want to believe in separation and you've been brainwashed to believe in separation. But there really is no separation. That's what makes love so powerful and great. Yes, 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 okay? Everything comes from it, okay? Everything is through it. And it's even more bigger than love, but that is the thing that we can comprehend in our human brains and our human minds to accept, okay? To accept. That's the word we can use, because there's words, no words really to describe the unlimited and beginning and end and forever being that life in you and everything is. So the only word that we can come up in the human race is love, okay? Because love, it feels good, okay? It does feel good, okay? It does feel good, okay? Now, anything else, you'd be like, oh, that hurts, and that, and this, that. Oh, he cheated, or they cheated, and they broke my heart, and they didn't treat me right, and talk to me, or anything. I got a question. It's a question that people sometimes are scared to answer, and they like to tiptoe all around it. My question is, if you feel like you deserve more in a relationship, why are you choosing to stay in that relationship? If you're putting in all your work and giving your all and nothing is being received, the real question is, why are you not strong enough to get up and get out of there? Because you know what you are experiencing is not really love. Okay, you know, because I be hearing y'all all the time about these messed up relationships that most people be in. Okay, they just be like, it be feeling bad. It just don't feel right. He always doing me wrong. I deserve better. Because you know. Oh, you always know. Okay, because at the end of the day, you know that ain't real love, baby. Okay, you know that love ain't supposed to feel that way. Okay, that's why you say, oh, And I'm always going through the same thing. And it's just, I'm just tired. Love don't make you tired. Love is the most powerful thing ever that we can have in this human life, okay? Love don't get tired. You get tired, okay? See, I know what the hell I'm talking about. Me and love has had a great relationship forever, okay? I just had to learn that I don't need to be giving up all this good loving to everybody. It's okay to be like, no. You don't deserve my love. So I know exactly what you're going through, even though I didn't have to go through it in relationships. I did it with friendships, okay? All right? That's honest. That's when I had to learn. That's why, see, y'all don't like calling on yourself. You don't like calling on yourself. Be like, why am I going? You don't like calling on yourself. What? You don't like learning. Mm-hmm. I always say this. The problem with people is they don't like to learn and grow and live it and so that they like can become better. Then you end up being in a cycle, and the cycle gets worse and worse and worse because life is trying to teach you something that you ain't getting, and then you get more frustrated, more mad, more upset, more angry every day. And don't even realize it is nobody else's fault but you. You the one not getting the lesson, okay? They ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, okay? All right? All right, I know it's hard to hear, and I know it's hard to live, but you're going to have to live it, okay? Okay? I'm talking what I know because that's all I can do is talk about what I know and what the Spirit gives me, okay? All right? So at the end of the day, you know better. That's why I'll be hearing people talking, and they're like, girl, I'm just so tired and all that stuff. I'm like, see, even they know that this ain't real love, but they're choosing to stay because you know why? If you listen to people, they always tell you why they got low self-esteem. Just listen. Well, you know, I mean, I just love him. I don't know if I can find anybody else. Trust me, if they keep on talking, you hear it. I don't believe I can get anybody else. What I'm going to do by myself? How I'm going to make it? I ain't got nowhere to call him. Some people tell you the truth. I'm not living. Some people just tell you flat out, I ain't living in no shelters, okay? I am not going through it. And guess what? Okay, that's your choice, okay? That's your choice. Now you got to live with it. But don't you be blaming love. Love ain't got nothing to do with that, okay? I need to get it straight and get it together. Right now, love ain't got nothing to do with that, okay? Okay? Love don't hurt, baby. It's your ideas of love that hurt. Get it through your head so that you can learn it and receive it and live it, okay? So that you can become a better human being for yourself, not for anybody else, because who cares about anybody else? Because when you fucked up, your life fucked up, your thinking fucked up, your speaking fucked up, ain't anybody gonna wanna fuck with you but some fucked up people, okay? So anyway, facts, okay? Look at your life and you'll see, okay? So at the end of the day, y'all better stop blaming love for this stuff, okay? Y'all better stop blaming love for this stuff. Not even I can really be experience love the way it really is all the time because I am a spiritual being having a human experience just like everybody else. Love is unconditional. It don't have no conditions. It loves you regardless of how much you had lied, steal, killed, and all that stuff. I know people don't like it, but no matter what you did, I know people can do some really fucked up shit, but I know the truth. I can say all that shit. All that's fucked up, but at the end of the day, deep down inside, I know love still loves them, okay? That's why somebody still loves them. It's people out here doing wrong and doing the most dirtiest shit in the world, okay? But somebody still loves their old dusty, dirty, manipulating, low-down, dirty ass, okay? Okay? Because that's what love do. It loves you regardless, okay? And it already know this is just an experience, and if you die, you can come back if you want to reincarnate it, whether you believe it or not. It don't care, okay? It don't care about what you believe. It already knows the truth, okay? It already is the truth. It already is all. It always is already there, baby, okay? You the one get disconnected and connect. We all can get disconnected from it, or we can connect to it, okay? It's just sad that most people choose to be disconnected from it most of the time, okay? Like I always say, you may not connect and joyful and happy and all in peace all of the time, but I guarantee you can do it most of the time, okay? So, you know, y'all need to get that together. That's why people be like, how you be knowing? All I do is listen, girl. You be knowing. I listen to you knowing thyself, and then I give you the answer that you already know yourself. And sometimes it makes people mad and upset. I don't care, okay? That's what I'm here to do. I'm a truth bringer, light bringer, okay? I'm a manifester, creator, a leader, a teacher, a spiritual guide, a guru, all that good shit. I claim it all, honey, okay? I cuss your ass out in the spirit, and I can talk to you proper and love you in the spirit. It's how you come at me, okay? You come at me crazy, you might get crazy back. And guess what? The thing about me is I'm so into, and I know myself so well and so much. I know that I ain't even got to put a hand on you, and life would drag your ass from left to right from fucking with me, okay? I already know that. I have seen it plenty of times, okay? I have seen it plenty of times, and trust me, it ain't the last, okay? It ain't the last, because people always got some conniving shit they want to do or say. But guess what? You fucking with me, you're going to get fucked up, and I ain't got to do shit to you but be myself. Ha! Hallelujah. What you know about that, okay? They even have that in religions and stuff. That's why they always tell you, don't come to think about it, Zoe just said it today, you don't want to mess with God's people, because when you mess with God's people for real, girl, you be like, damn, what's happening? Why is this happening in my life? I ain't seen it, girl, okay? I ain't seen it. I have used the powers and say, you know what? I've been really trying to be joyful and happy, and they keep messing with my joy, spirit. Can you remove them out of my life, okay? And girl, you be surprised. It will remove them out your life, because what the spirit do love, what love do love is love and joy and happiness and peace. And when you live in it, oh, it listens. Trust me, okay? If you wondering why you ain't being listened to, I need for you to check yourself, okay? Are you moving in anger? Ask yourself. Are you moving in hate? Okay, there's two options. There's hate and then there's love, okay? Let's make it simple. Two options, hate or love, okay? Hate, anger, pride and and situations you shouldn't have pride, because you're always going to need pride and anger and all these stuff in certain situations. But it depends on the situation that you're giving this energy to that can fuck you up, okay? And don't feel bad. We all mess up. We all fuck up. I do. Your mama do. Your daddy do. You do. Everybody does, okay? It's okay. But you got to fuck up the right way. Don't fuck up the bad way, where you got to get dragged so low that, damn, I got to pull myself away. I gotta put myself way up here. Just fall a little bit. Don't fall all the way. Okay. Okay. That's what I do. I ain't gonna fall all the way, bitch. You got me fucked up. I fall a little bit. I may play with you a little bit, but I'm gonna jump out. Up. My energy levels is dropping. Can't go that low. Peace out. You have fun. Okay. All right. And I ain't gotta do shit on. All I gotta do is be like, I'm gonna be myself in spirit. Make them more angry, make them more mad, make them more upset. Okay. Drag them like you never dragged them before until they learned. Okay. You may say, oh, that's fucked up. But let me tell you, that's what the spirit do anyway. I'm like, I already know they about to get dragged because they still ain't learned. They still don't know no better. Oh, well, as I keep getting joy and blessed in front of their face, they're going to keep on being angry and mad and more upset every day. Well, that's how life works. If you don't know the laws of the universe yet, you better get to know them, girl, okay? So you can calm your ass down. They be like, damn. I always let people know, oh, girl, I play when I want to play, okay? If I want to get mad and be conniving like you, oh, I can do it, but I do it by choice. You just do it because you ignorant, okay? You just do it because you don't know no better and you ain't trying to learn no better, okay? I do it by choice. I play in the dirt when I want to play in the dirt. Hallelujah. Y'all think y'all ain't got no control. Y'all might hear the heat because I didn't turn it off for this podcast, but it's okay. We ain't done it plenty of times and y'all still listening and still playing, okay? Thank you. Love ya. You know what I'm saying? But, you got to learn how to choose. Now, I may not can't choose all of the time, okay? But I guarantee you I'm choosing most of the time, okay? That's why people like, oh, I have to check something. I got to check people. They're like, oh, you getting all mad. And I say, you ain't seen mad, honey, okay? I was just playing with you a little bit, okay? And you thinking you getting a little too caught up, okay? I can jump out when I want to. I'll be like, because I used to be just like you. Don't know when to calm down. Don't know. Just going, stop. It's okay. Stop. It's okay. You got to know, stop. Jump out. Okay. Now, that don't mean you ain't going to never get caught up, because, you know, this is life. You're going to get caught up every now and then. Okay. But make sure you're getting caught up every now and then. Okay. Or by choice, but not all the fucking time. Okay. Because that means that you ain't got no control over your life. You letting other people control your life. And then y'all turn around and want to blame love because these people ain't hurt your feelings and did you wrong and did all this shit. But at the end of the day, you the one chose to let them do that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'm just letting y'all know. Okay. Because love know who it is. When you don't know who you are, that ain't love. Love know who it is, okay? And then y'all gonna blame stuff on love because that man, oh, I'm trying to make this man or this woman better because I love them so much. No. What you're doing is giving up your precious time and your precious energy because you're choosing to do that. To assist someone that may not can't be assist. And even if you try to assist them, they may not get together with you. That's why a lot of people get mad. Because they blaming love for stuff, but it ain't. It's just you choosing something. other than love. Now, what you're doing is great. It has some part of love, but don't blame love, because love is bigger and greater than what human beings like to say. I mean, I know this is why I want to say a disclaimer. I already know everybody, even I'm going to say love in situations. Oh, they love each other and all that stuff. I understand. What this podcast episode is about the deeper understanding of love, what it really is, what love really is, not the... what I want to say, not the top layer of love that we play around with, okay? Because to be really honest, us in this human body, we would never really understand how powerful and great love is. What I learned in this life is when I feel the highest of highs, the joyous of joys, when I feel the happiest of happiest, when I'm at all-time high, when I'm just like, life is the most wonderful, greatest thing. Actually, before I even did this, just singing my songs. Life is the greatest, magnificent, wonderful, good thing ever, okay? Even that, the Spirit told me, guess what? That experience that you're having is still just a speck. I don't think y'all understand. Listen, the Spirit told me that joy that you feel like is the most happiest and joyous thing you ever experienced is just a speck, a dot of what love really is. It is just a minuscule, it's so tiny, it's unbelievable. Only in the Spirit can you experience what the fullness and greatness of love. So I totally get it, you know what I'm saying? I don't want people to be like, oh, that, you know what I'm saying? This is still a human experience. All I'm doing is letting you know how great and wonderful love really is, okay? And how sometimes we're blaming love for stuff that we shouldn't be blaming it on. We need to be blaming ourselves because we can choose to be in love or choose not to be in love. We do it all the time, okay? All of us. Ain't nobody special. Ain't nobody. We all do. I don't care who you are, okay? I don't care how spiritual and religious you are. You still a spiritual being having a human experience. And the human experience is what can keep you disconnected. Because the Spirit told me a long time ago, the reason why you can't know all like the Spirit in that kind of way, I experienced love that greatly, it would drive you freaking insane, okay? That is not for the human body to experience truly. That is only the experience that you get to experience as a spiritual being. That's why when you connect to it, you just like, this is the most wonderful thing. That's why when people meditate and find a connection or however you get to it, like, oh my God, this is just so freaking amazing. And just know that amazing feeling is still just a speck. A dot. It is so tiny. That is such a tiny experience of how wonderful and great and magnificent and unlimited that your spirit and that you really are. That God is, or Buddha, whatever you believe in, whatever higher source you believe in. But I believe that God is you, God is me, God is us. There is no separation because at the end of the day, it isn't. Okay? But you can believe what you want to believe. That's just me. Okay? So, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to let y'all know. If you ever get that feeling, because I get to have that feeling a lot, okay? And sometimes I feel bad because I know that a lot of people don't get to have that feeling. But I also stop feeling bad really quickly. I feel bad for only a second. I'm going to be really honest. It's just a second. My human mind, like, oh, I feel bad. I wish other people can feel like this. And then my spirit jump right in right after. You know they can. They just don't choose to. They just don't want to put in the time. They don't want to put in the work. They don't want to let go. They don't want to breathe. They don't want to do what they need to do to get there. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You feel it, okay? All you can do is live it and teach it. That's what you're here for, okay? So that's what I do, okay? Whether it's only one person that hear it or a million, I don't care. Still speaking it because I'm moved by it and I ain't scared to do it. Try it, okay? Okay? Okay, you can't be scared to try, okay? Simple stuff like doing this podcast, simple stuff like doing YouTube and all that stuff. At least you're trying. At least try. Okay. You know, like I say at the end of every podcast, when people in not every, because there's a couple podcasts I missed, but because I was just in the spirit. Like I said, I just go with the flow. And if it don't come out, don't come out. Okay. But, you know, like I say in most of my podcasts episode, when people in their deathbeds, they ain't talking about what they tried. They talking about what they didn't try. Hallelujah. Okay. Gotta get an amen on that. Okay. Okay. Because trying, even if you just try, it matters. Okay. It's something about trying that is the most powerful, amazing thing, even when you fail. Because there's plenty of things that I tried that I was always scared to try, especially lately. And I said, ooh, that ain't going nowhere. But it was like, at least I tried. That, you know what? Since I tried that, I can try this. And you find yourself being less scared of trying something else. Okay? I talked about on an episode before. I'm recording so much right now. I have a lot of episodes saved, I guess. But whenever it gets posted, it's going to get posted before because I try to keep it in the order that it's recorded on. But like I said in the episode before, even just doing investment and stuff, that stuff is scary, okay? Because you can lose money, and then you're using the money that you do have to invest in your life and your future. Because, like I said, I said I want to be an investor. I can't say I want to be an investor and just never, ever do anything, which is what a lot of people do. But, you know, it took me a long time to get here, like I always say, but I'm here, okay? Took me a while to get here, but I'm here, okay? So because I said I want to be an investor, I invest. Now, it's scary, okay? Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you be like, I don't know. That money, do I have enough money to do it? And then your spirit step in and be like, you are a money magnet. Don't you forget. Don't start messing up your manifestations now, okay? But now, you ain't really messing up. It's normal to have doubts and all that stuff. But as long as you get back to it, that's what matters. It's how quick you get back to it. Like, you can't be saying you a money magnet and then scared to be invest. Okay, invest in stocks. Like, come on now. And I say, all right. And then once you try, it's like, I wonder is there some, and that's really how life happened. I wonder is there any more stocks I can invest in? Just like right now, I'm like, I wonder what else I can try for a multiple to have another stream of income, because the streams of income, not all of them make it. Not all of them is doing good and all that stuff. But I'll be like, what's next? What can I do next? Then, you know, always planning, never manifesting. So when you're planning, then you got to let go and relax and chill and just say, you know what? It's going to come to me, and I'm just going to enjoy life. And when it shows up, I'm going to be aware, and I'm going to know, because my spirit is going to let me know, and I'm being attuned in the line. It's going to show up right on time every time, and it always does, okay? All right? Just like that. I was like, I want multiple streams of income. I said, no, let's start a t-shirt. What kind of t-shirts I would do? Well, I always do spirituality. I always do spiritual stuff. So why not do a spiritual shirt shop? Hey, and I did it. You know what I'm saying? It's still going, okay? Still working on it. Not working on it as hard as I used to. But it, to me, even when I did it, I was like, I'm just going to try it. If it fails, it fails. If I want to continue to do it, I'm going to do it. If I don't want to do it no more, I delete it. I don't care. Okay. And that's what you got to get. You can't worry about your friends. Oh, you did it. You deleted. Oh, you not working hard on it no more. Girl, I already said before I did this, I just want to try to see how it is, how scary it is, and just walk through all the fear. And then if I want to do it, I want to do it, because I'm going to be honest, shirts and stuff is not really my thing, because I really just like speaking and talking and all that stuff and all that. So this podcast is really my thing. I do this more than anything. I'm always recording and all that stuff. Anytime I get inspiration, most of the time, sometimes I get inspiration and just speak to myself or to a live or something like that. But I said I'm going to start recording it instead of always going on live, because I need to stop doing it, because what I really enjoy is just speaking and talking like this and just getting it out. Okay, but yeah, so even like the podcast, it's like, ain't nobody gonna listen to what I say. And I used to try to do the spiritual thing, the like everybody else do it, no cussing and try to be all proper, but it wasn't me. And I only did that podcast for a very short time. Now I'm just doing this, and this is going for a long time, because I'm being authentically me. I don't give a fuck about what you think, okay? I do this for me, because it makes me happy. It gives me joy. It makes me feel like I'm doing something, okay? And it makes me feel like I'm trying. Because if you can't say you want to speak and teach and don't speak and teach, okay? That's why I don't say I'm going to be a speaker, I'm going to be a teacher. I tell your ass right here, right now, I am a teacher, I'm a guru, I'm a motivational speaker, I'm a leader. I tell you that. I tell you what I am, okay? Ain't no I'm going to be. Ain't no trying. I'm already doing it, okay? If you're doing it in your free time, you already is, okay? Okay? Ain't no trying, okay? Ain't no, I'm going to be a motor. No, bitch, right here, right now, okay? With one listeners, two listeners, three listeners, 100 or whoever, 23 listeners, because it's all different kind of praise. But I don't care. I'm doing this for me, okay? Because I am who I say I am, okay? Other motherfuckers may be out here faking, but no, not me. I am who I say I am, okay? And I do everything every day to make sure, okay, I continue to know who the fuck I am with no fear, okay? You better get on it. You can do it too. Ain't nobody in this world doing anything special that you can't do. All people doing is trying, and they not giving the fuck up no matter how long it takes, and then they get their break. You just see somebody get their break and be like, oh, it just seems like you just became a singer out of nowhere. No, bitch, I've been doing this forever. Okay, what are you talking about? I've been singing since I was 5 years old. I've been doing talent shows and what's on. Now I'm talking about Beyonce. I've been on Star Search. I've been doing this. I had a group. The girls left. I did this. And then I thought I had a record deal. And then I didn't have a record deal because they didn't know what to do with me. Like, Beyonce ain't Beyonce out of nowhere. Oh, y'all just so crazy. Y'all got to stop looking at the fame and start looking at how they got the fame. That's the problem. That's why I be trying to teach people. Listen to their interviews. Don't just watch them perform and stuff all the time. Just look, oh, how they just, oh, your life is just so amazing. You just always, they were not always Beyonce. They were not always Jay-Z. They wasn't always, they weren't always your famous comedian. That doctor that's working on you wasn't just a doctor. They had to go to school, okay? And get an education and go through some years, okay? Y'all think stuff, ooh, it just happened out of the blue. Oh my God, they just automatically just, they just get on the internet and now, girl, it's a work, okay? That didn't just happen overnight. Them people push. They said, I want to be a content creator, okay? And I want to make money doing this. And they did it. Even when nobody wasn't listening. They always tell you this too, but you just don't listen. And you start doing stuff and you give up so fast when they already told you. I'm a YouTuber. All YouTubers and shit say this. Trust me, I know I be on YouTube all the time, okay? They all say this. I was posting videos and I would get no views, okay? And it was depressing sometimes, but I just kept on going. Then I got a couple views and I just kept on going. Listen to people's stories. They're not giving up, okay? They know what the fuck they want. Okay, gotta give it to you blunt. I was nice at first, but I gotta give it to you blunt right now. That's how I'm feeling. Like I told you, I go by how I feel, okay? Okay, they did not fucking give up. I do this podcast and I record all the fucking time, regardless of who listening, because I'm doing it for me and I know what the fuck I came here to do. And I'm not fucking giving up, bitch, for you, okay? Because I know it's gonna take some work. It takes time, okay? I know, okay? But you best to believe, bitch. Okay, I'm gonna talk about a gospel song, even though I was cussing. That Mary Mary song, Walking, that I heard. Yes, bitch, I may fall down, but guess what? I get up and I try again, and I'm gonna start walking. Okay, now all you trying to do is run, run, run. You getting exhausted. Trust me, I used to do it too. Running, running, running. They ain't going no fucking where. But guess what? When you running all the time and ain't going no fucking where, the people like me, okay, who's getting older and older and seem like I ain't doing shit, just walking, taking a precious little time. You just taking your time. You should be this and you should be doing this by now. Why you ain't doing that? Why you haven't done that? Trust me, I know, baby. I know. I'm this is life. Everybody go through this shit that's trying to do something. People telling them, you should have been far along. You ain't doing it. Bitch, you don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And the internet is amazing. You can do a lot of shit just sitting down right on your couch, okay? I do a lot of shit sitting down on my couch. I buy stocks and everything. I did all that shit sitting down on my couch. Didn't move an inch. I started a t-shirt company. It got me a t-shirt branding company to do the t-shirts for me and everything sitting on my motherfucking couch, okay? I didn't get up and go no fucking where but on my couch, okay? So please, don't let nobody try to... Bitch, you don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Mind your business. That's the problem. You minding my business instead of minding yours, okay? All right. Okay, that's what's gonna happen. See, you running and running, but the spirit already told me this when I was singing the song. I had to say it out loud. See, you running and running, but guess what? You gonna be tired, and I'm just gonna be getting started. Hello, okay. Then you gonna be wondering, I've been doing this, and he getting farther than me, and I've been just working, 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 working. Yeah, that was your problem. You're planning, but not manifesting, okay? You better learn. That's why I be telling you young motherfuckers that be listening to me, get it while you're young. Okay, so by the time you my age, you the baddest motherfucker on this planet, okay? Can't nobody tell you shit, bitch, okay? Okay, I mean, you gonna always need to learn and grow, but can't nobody tell you shit when it comes to your dream. You don't let no motherfucking hater come in your way. Bitch, move out the fuck the way, out my fucking way with that hate, bitch. What you saying is some bullshit, and I do not accept your hate, okay? I do not accept you telling me what the fuck I can't do, okay? So let me tell you what I can do.
Okay.
All right. And guess what? I don't give a fuck if it take 10 years. You gonna see, bitch. You gonna see. Okay. So don't be afraid to try, because you don't want to be in your deathbed crying about what you didn't try. Okay. As I always say, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna die be like, well, it's a good life, because everything I wanted to do, at least I tried. Okay. That's something I had to learn. Okay. And it took me a long time to get connected to it. And I hope that you can connect to it earlier than me to have an amazing life, okay? An amazing life. Stop letting people create for you and create for yourself, all right? Stop giving up so fast and stop having dreams and never even trying, never even taking a step and then complaining all motherfucking day. Because I'm going to tell you right now, especially when you ain't trying and you complain, that all people going to do is look at you and roll your eyes. And the people that can help you, the first thing they're going to ask is, what have you done? Okay? That's the first thing they're going to ask. What are you doing to get that dream manifested in your life? What are you doing to get there? And you can't tell motherfuckers that can help you out. Oh, I mean, I ain't really doing nothing. They ain't gonna help you. Hell, even your own parents, if you got good parents and shit, they don't want to help you if you ain't doing nothing. The first thing they gonna do, well, you need to do something. You need to clean up the house, do some chores or something to get this. Life is always teaching you. You just ain't paying attention. Okay? You just ain't paying attention. Life is always teaching you. You just ain't paying attention. That's why I like to talk and say shit simple as that, that goes by so quickly, to let you know the coronation of how life is always teaching you. Okay? How the truth is everywhere. The real foundation of the truth of how the laws of this universe is always there, from when you're a baby until you die. You just ain't paying attention. And I know for a fact, if you listening to me, okay, if you follow me or whatever, you're into me or whatever, and you really listening to me, I know for a fact that you should be getting smart enough to see all the connections that life is making from your past all the way up to now. And you can listen to older people and be like, oh, and you can start connecting. Oh, you know what? Life has always taught that. That must be a law to this universe. Okay? But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, okay? And I can't even say that. I'm going to say this. Even when you think you giving up on love, love ain't gave up on you, because love don't give up. Ha! All right? Love don't give up. You do, but love don't. Okay? All right? All right? Okay? Love don't hurt. Now, you may get hurt, but love don't hurt, okay? Because love already know the ups and downs, the ins and outs. It knows all, okay? And when you know all, what the hell you gonna be mad and upset for? You already know all. That's why when it comes to religions and all that stuff, I understand it, but I can't really fully get into it, because how is something that knows all gonna be upset? It already knows all. It already knows how you gonna act. Okay, it knows everything that you can do, conniving or good. So all it's gonna do is look, like, I hope they connect back to me. There is no judgment when you know all. So that's what love is. Love don't have no judgment. We the ones that judge. Love don't judge. Love don't give a fuck. Okay, it loves you regardless. It still cares about you regardless. Okay, even that motherfucker you don't like too much. Guess what? Love still love them. Okay. All right. That's why I say hating somebody is a waste of time. I just be feeling sorry for you humanly. Like, I feel so bad for them. They ain't gonna never learn. But guess what? They're gonna keep getting dragged until they do. So have fun with that. I've been there and done that, and I'm not getting dragged. And I'm thankful I didn't have to get dragged too bad, because I ain't seen some people get dragged horribly. I'm like, girl, you need to learn quick, okay? Because I am so thankful I was smart enough to not get dragged too bad, okay? Cause I got dragged bad, pretty bad, okay? But there's some people that have some way worse shit going on, okay? And they ain't learned shit, and then they gotta go through some even worse shit after that. Girl, you just be like, girl, my human side be like, damn. My spiritual side say, that ain't none of your business. Okay. That is none of your business. That is your life. You don't need to be putting that energy on you. You got things to do. You got things to manifest. You got things to create, okay? And that's going to keep you from your creating, okay? You better learn how to stay in joy more than anything, okay? You better learn how to stay in love, because that's what makes life good, even in the situations and things that you are in. Because trust me, I be going through shit, and at the end of the day, most people won't even know, because I still sing, I still smile, I still dance, I still find my joy regardless of it, okay? If I can find my joy through my mom's death and cry every now and then and still find my joy then, that's when I knew I'm a bad motherfucker, okay? That's when I knew I'm a strong, bad, that is when I knew for real. Like, that's when I knew when my mom died and I still cried, but I still found joy and peace some kind of way. I said, damn, I think I got this shit. Okay. All right. That's when I knew I was a strong, bad motherfucker. That's why I tell everybody, I'm a bad bitch and a bad motherfucker. I'm the king and the queen, bitch. I'm all of it. Okay. Okay, I'm a whole person. Two whole people make one, not two broken people. See, y'all be doing two broken people and then think it's love. Love is whole. Okay, love don't know nothing about being broken. Hello. Anyway, let me stop. See, love keep me going. Keep me going. Okay, love don't know nothing about being broken. Two broken people together talking about, I'm in love. No, girl, you two broken people trying to figure things out and figure out what love really is. That's what you are. Okay, but anyway, I'm done for real this time. Anyway, Lyric Lamour, Spiritual Shock. Thank you for listening. Bye.